Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And that's because over the last two commercial breaks, I recorded a Rico Bronya reacting to the Jeff McNeil trade.
You were amazing.
Was that impressive, Tink?
That was very impressive.
So,
because your train of thought, we're talking Giant football, a little bit of Jet football. It immediately goes to Jeff McNeil and all the things that Jeff McNeil brought to the Mets, how he played in the postseason, the versatility that he showed last year, playing outfield when he never played outfield before, some of the good, some of the bad. It was pretty impressive.
Thank you. And the reason I felt it, I had to do this is I always think of the old Mike and the Mad Dog jingle, they'll get you the sports any way that he can. Mike Francesa on the fan. Actually, it was a Mike Francesa song. And I know that after this show, I'm going into a car with my entire family, and we're driving a long distance. They don't want to hear me talking about Jeff McNeil.
This is the Rico Brogna Podcast.
So in the car?
What was that?
You would have done it in the car?
Yeah, well, what was my option? So the only option I had was to do it while we were at commercial break so that there's your Rico Bronya. Otherwise, I'm not doing a
right,
Rico
I was
on Jeff
say,
McNeil.
Why couldn't you do it before the show? But I just realized it broke in the middle of our show.
Right.
So you had no shot other than to do it how you did it.
So, yes, I pulled that off. So it'll be posted sometime in the next couple of hours because Hoff has to edit the two Ricos together.
Well, now I don't have to listen to that Rico.
That's right. You already did listen to it.
I heard it live.
Tiki was right next to me. Anyhow, it's time for your Cinco de Five.
Cinco to Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right, my Cinco today is a topic that we've kind of haven't talked about in a few weeks, and I think it's about the time to update the power rankings of who the next Giants head coach could be.
Oh, wow.
Now, the caveat for my list is that the guy has to have experience. It could be college, or it could be, you know, in the pros, head coaching experience.
So there's the Loogie power rankings.
Right. Loogie power
so
rankings.
There are no coordinator onlys here.
Correct. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Pete Carroll. I think he's one and done here with the Raiders. They're a mess. They're awful. I think they're going to get rid of him. And I still think he has something in him. He obviously has won a Super Bowl. I think if Pete Carroll became available with the ties up to the Jets, but to the New York area, the Giants would be interested.
No thanks.
Really?
Next.
I kind of have to agree with Tiki. I like Pete Carroll. This has been such a disastrous year, and some of the decisions he's made, I would not be interested.
All right.
Number four.
This guy's starting to get a lot of buzz as the leader in the clubhouse here, the favorite, Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
There is a
I'd
lot
okay
of
with that.
There's a lot of momentum for Marcus Freeman.
Of,
like, this is real.
We talked about this a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whenever we talked about him the first time. My only question was building the staff. Can he build a staff that can coach on an NFL level? It's a different game than doing obviously what you do in college. But I would trust that him being a guy that has this much, let's call it clout, that he would be able to attract some of the top offense, defensive coordinator, defensive field, an offensive skill position coaches. So that's the only thing that worries me about Marcus Freeman. Now, with that being said, I don't think Notre Dame is letting him go anywhere. They've already said so. The AD basically said, whatever we have to pay, we're keeping him.
Mm.
Number three.
Okay, so this is the updated power rankings of who the next Giants head coach could be. The Loogie list, they have to have experience as a head coach.
The Loogie list, that sounds like a segment on After Hours beginning January 5th. Uh-huh.
How about this guy, John Harbaugh? The Ravens feel like they're old now. Lamar, I mean, that image last night of Lamar and Derrick Henry on the sidelines as they're blowing an 11-point lead, to me, it feels, I know they have a great culture, but it feels like the Ravens are ready for, like, big change. Harbaugh could be out.
It's funny. Before the show today, I said to Tiki, boy, I think I may get the Tomlin thing wrong because the Steelers look like they're going to win the division. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just got the wrong coach in the right division. Maybe it's John Harbaugh all along.
Yeah. John Harbaugh, I mean, he's been at it for so long. I think he would want to coach again. I don't know if it would be great to get him right away.
I would scoop him up immediately.
You think?
Yeah, I think that there are certain guys who need to learn and be humbled after their first job. Yeah. This guy has had
much success.
Yeah, he's had such great success that if he wants to do it, and that's always the question, I'd scoop him up immediately.
Mm. Yeah, and you brought up Tomlin. They have not lost a game since the fire Tomlin chance.
Yeah.
So he remains the Brian Cashman of Pittsburgh. Yeah. Here we go.
Number two.
Yep. Number two is my guy, Mike McCarthy. Still sitting out there. Mike McCarthy wins a lot of games, has won a Super Bowl. I think the Giants become an instant winner if they hire Mike McCarthy as their next coach.
Number two. Mm. He's been your number one for so long, which leads to the question, who's number one?
Number one.
You know, Evan, things change and all great things must come to an end. And what better way to seek revenge on the city of Philadelphia than to go to their hated rival divisional opponent, the next coach of the Giants, Andy Reid.
Those nuggies. This is your new fantasy?
Why not?
So what are you saying? The Kansas City Chiefs dynasty is over.
So
they're going to mutually agree to part ways so that he can come to the East Coast and coach the New York Giants. By the way, if that was real, not even the question. 100%.
Oh, he's one of the greats of all time.
100% in on that.
You could either go with the dynasty is ending or Andy steps aside for Spags to take over as the head coach there and Andy comes to the
Giants. But why do you think he would leave? I mean, because Mahomes got hurt, he's going to be back next year. It's not like he's gone forever.
No, it's more looking at the Giants and saying maybe they have the new Patrick Mahomes, Jackson Dart, new challenge.
By the way, I don't think Pat Mahomes is playing next year.
Whoa. What?
He tore his ACL. In December.
I understand.
It's a 10-month injury.
Oh, by the way, TQ, you missed it, so we need to update this. While you were gone last week,
yeah,
I did a long-term prediction between me, Sean, and Loogie. When does Patrick Mahomes return next season?
All right.
Are you about to say your long-term prediction is he doesn't return next season?
If it's a clean ACL, it's 10 months. If there's any other complication, meniscus or anything... It's much longer. So I could see him trying to come back and rushing it back, but is that worth it? You're Pat Mahomes.
So what's the prediction, Tiki?
I don't think he plays until late October.
Wow.
And time for another Evan and Tiki long-term bet.
If that's the case, Tiki, do you think Travis Kelce retires?
Yeah, I think he retired.
He's already talking he's done.
I think it sounds like he's doing that.
Anyway. I'm not surprised by that.
How do they win next year? They don't.
I know.
And then now
the receivers have been as good as they are, unreliable this year.
Worthy's gone backwards.
Mm-hmm. Rice drops too many passes.
Oh boy.
I still go Mahomes week one, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, that's my prediction. He's going to make it all the way back. With that said, even with uncertainty around Mahomes, who's still in the prime of his career, I don't see it with Andy Reid. Like, remember, Andy Reid didn't leave Philadelphia. They got rid of him.
Right. They couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Right. So it's not like he's got the Bill Parcells wandering eye. Mm-hmm. He's never shown that. So I get it. Like, he's one of the greats of all time. We'd all be foolish to say no thank you. But I just don't think it's realistic. I don't think he's leaving Kansas City. But you could fantasize about it. Fantasize about those nuggies, as Andy likes to say.
But sometimes you're ahead of the curve. Like, you see something coming, like an iceberg, and you say, you know, I'm going to get off the boat now before it sinks.
What are the Giants?
Why? Because they won't change course? Yeah. So you're just going to hop into the water?
I mean, the Giants are the definition of an iceberg. No, they're going to finish 2-15,
yeah,
bro.
Now, but you could come here and build them up where the other team's on the downward, you know, trajectory, and the Giants could be on the upward.
But do you think Andy Reid's going to view it that way?
If he did that and took another team to a Super Bowl, now he didn't win with the Eagles, but he took them to the Super Bowl.
Right.
He'd be legendary.
I think he already is legendary, but you're right. He would enhance his resume even more. But I think that this is a common case of we think we're prettier than we really are. Mm. And so you are looking in the mirror. By the mirror, you mean the Giants. And you're like, we're sexy. Of course we're sexy. Why wouldn't Andy Reid leave Kansas City to come here? You're not as sexy as you think you are.
Them nuggies.
Now, are you sexier than your stepbrother, the Jets? Yes. No question. We've got like 3 ears and 5 foreheads.
But
you're not sexy either, bro.
Okay. Was the Chargers that sexy when Jim Harbaugh took over? They had a young quarterback.
Yes, I think they were sexier than this.
I mean, they had more better win. They had more results.
Yeah. Well, that coming, you're 2-15.
Okay, but I think if better coaching, the Giants would be a better team.
You think, and I appreciate that you think that way. I don't know if anyone else is.
What if Andy Reid feels the same way I do?
What if Andy Reid feels that way? What if Andy Reid feels that way about Fernando Mendoza and he wants the Jet job? Like, we can do the what if all day. Right. I don't think there's any real meat to it.
But Tommy, I do agree with you. I think with some better game management decisions, this Giants team would be better than they are.
I'm just saying,
there's no doubt about it.
Jim Harbaugh was really the hot commodity. Anybody would have loved to have hired him, and he picked the Chargers mainly for Herbert. If we think Dart is great, why wouldn't it be a sexy, you know, job to take over if you're a head coach like, I don't know, Andy Reid?
I don't know if it's as sexy as we think it is.
I think we nuggies.
What about with the number one overall pick and Jackson Dart? Does it make it sexier?
Like, I think what you have to remember is Justin Herbert, like in his rookie season, threw 31 touchdown passes.
Yeah,
like,
no, he was great.
I mean,
he got paid early. I mean, they paid him after his third year, fourth year.
Yeah, he got paid early, and he never had a season like this.
No.
So, again,
he also didn't have this dearth of talent either.
No, I totally get it. It's not apples to apples. It's just when you try to make that comp, it's a really tough one to make. This is one of those. You're looking in the mirror and you're seeing something a lot prettier than it is because you're a fan. Mm. And we all do it. But no, I don't think Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid's like, man, I got to get the hell out of here so I can go coach the 2-15 Giants. I can't wait. Give me those nuggies.
You're being a Grinch right now. You're being a Grinch. It's Christmas. It's the holiday season. It's the new year. Why can't we dream? Why can't we give our wish list to Santa? Doesn't mean Santa has to bring us the toy, but I could put it on the list.
Do you want me to lie to you?
No, but I don't want you to crush mine and other Giant fans. Because you know what you're saying, Evan?
Yeah.
Nobody would experience would take this job. It's a wreck. Nobody could build it back up. We're going to end up with another coordinator and be awful again.
Well,
for the next
no, I'm just saying
years.
I don't think the greatest of all time or one of the greatest of all time would leave his current job to then leave to coach this team. Like, I didn't say Mike McCarthy wouldn't take the job. I didn't say this wouldn't be the most appealing job of the available jobs. And by the way, speaking on this, because I was giving it a lot of thought over the last couple of days and weeks, how appealing this job is, I think the Joe Shane factor is really weird. Like, it's weird.
Weird in what way?
I'll explain. One of the reports that came out after they had fired Brian Daboll is that Joe Shane is going to help lead the search.
Yes.
And then his future after that is uncertain.
Yeah.
Well, what does that even mean?
Well, I think part of that, it's leading the search, meaning he's going to contribute with who he thinks, or I guess his input on these guys that are potentially coming in. But he also has to help the scouting department prepare for a draft.
Right.
That's his primary job. And so, yes, he's going to help lead the search, but ultimately it's going to be the front office that makes that decision.
Right, and what if the coach, like, let's say Tommy's right, and Andy Reid's got the wandering eye, and it's like, man, Jackson Dart and those nuggies, I got to come here. And then he gets here, and he's like, I don't want Joe Shane. Like, I'm not interested. Or even Marcus Freeman says, yeah, I like this job. I'm here to go. Joe, get the hell out of here. Like, I think his future is uncertain, and I think if you're a coaching candidate,
it does make it weird. You're right.
It makes it weird, and I think if you're a coaching candidate, you may look at Joe Shane and say, what's his involvement? So I think that him being around, and look, the jury's out. We're going to find out in 2 weeks if he keeps the job or not. I still have leaned heavily that they're going to fire him, because if they don't win and they haven't been winning, they're just going to blow the whole thing up, but we'll see. I'm just telling you my brain. This is an Evan Roberts brain is reporting that I think Joe Shane is gone when this season is over. That's one of those cases. And that would make things a little less complicated. But if he's here, I don't know. I don't know what that does for coaching candidates.
It's going to make them think about it.
Yeah.
Because not, unless he knows them, and some of these guys he might know previously. We've talked about some of the ties with some of these guys, but I don't think Marcus Freeman knows them. So if Marcus Freeman starts to tend towards being the guy, and the Giants can somehow pry him away from Notre Dame, this is all hypothetical, now he has to develop a relationship with Joe Shane. Otherwise, how is Joe Shane still going to
exactly
be here?
Exactly. Yeah. Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
Happy holidays, everybody.
What's up, Ozzy? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Evan, safe trip, please.
Thank you.
Slow and steady wins the race, brother.
That's what I'll be doing.
All right. I know Tommy is pro-tanking, but he's trying to tank his own show before it even starts with another one of his brilliant takes. Jeez Louise.
Would that be the Andy Reid to the Giants take, Oz?
100%, Thomas.
Okay. I thought it was a good one, but okay.
I mean, if it could happen, it's genius.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are good if they could happen. Right. Like, just,
yeah, I don't know the idiom, but
it's very unlikely.
If my aunt had, you know what, she'd be my uncle. There's a lot of ifs.
And let me watch, Oz. This will
buster candy and nuts. We'd all be bleeps and goobs.
Exactly.
I'll explain it to Tommy so he understands. I'll give you two of them so you know. I have an idea for the Mets, and I have an idea for the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. My Mets idea is we get Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
My Brooklyn Nets idea is we get Jalen Brunson. I see nothing wrong with it. Mm. Seems like a great plan. All I got to do is go get those guys. Right, Oz? Seems fine.
Yeah, but there's no potential end for the Knicks. There's no potential end.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Who was the other one?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron for the Yankees.
I can make up fake things like Tommy's trying. Yeah, well, Aaron Judge is sick of Brian Cashman, sick of all that losing. Jalen Brunson likes Brooklyn better than Manhattan.
The starting rotation is compromised.
That's right. The practice facility's a lot closer. I mean, come on. We could all come up with stupid stuff.
I mean, we did sign Paul Blackburn, so. Looking up, Yankees. Looking up.
All right, go ahead, Ozzy, so we can move on.
I'll be the voice for Tiny Tom, very timid around Tiki when it comes to tanking. The Giants managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory over the past 2 weeks, culminating with the Slayton drop with 3:27 left in the fourth quarter yesterday. A little Christmas miracle for Thomas over there. But I think it's time we bench Dart. We start Russell, which is what Tommy's been calling for the past 2 weeks. And we officially begin his Russell hustle, because losing to the Raiders isn't going to be easy if Dart is under center. So I think it's time right now. Russell hustle, baby. Let's do it. Right, Tommy?
Right, Ozzie, except it's relaxing Jackson, not hustle Russell.
No, it's, you're running a little bit of a hustle on the entire organization.
My name's better. No, I see what you're doing here as a Cowboy fan.
Go ahead.
You're trying to make it like I'm hoodwinking
the
fan base.
No, say it with your chest.
I'm not saying, I don't have to say anything to Tiki's face. He's looking at me right now.
Say it with your chest.
No, I don't like your name, Oz. We're going with my name. Relaxing Jackson's the name. Seven's the name. We're sticking with it.
You wanted Russell starting for the last 4 weeks. Look at Tiki, say it with your chest.
I did.
You wanted the Russell hustle for a month now while those poor Giant fans were sitting in Giant Stadium.
It's Tiki Barber.
I did ask Tiki to pass a note over to the Maras and Joe Shane during study hall about my idea. I don't know if he did that. I don't know. He did or didn't?
My dog ate it. Sorry.
It is going to be very interesting on Sunday. That Giant Raider game, I got to tell you, is so must-watch TV.
Yeah. And it's a late game, too.
It's a 4 o'clock game. There's only 2 4 o'clock games, and that being one of them. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, I'm about to go on vacation, so this is the last time I get to say it. Giants-Raiders matters more to the Jets than it does the Giants. The impact on the future of the Jets is greatly impacted by the results of that game. Lee on Long Island. Hey, Lee.
What's going on, gentlemen? I think you need to get used to the fact that the Jets quarterback is likely going to be Dante Moore and not Fernando Mendoza, first off. But I'm going to get to I'll circle back.
Is that a bad thing, Lee?
I don't know if it's a bad thing or not, but I feel like he doesn't have the I mean, listen, you know, everybody talks about Fernando Mendoza's experience. Let's be honest. He only has 1 year of experience at an elite level.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not really...
Yeah, that's the bust potential thing I was talking about earlier. And by the way, let's just follow up on this college football playoff thing. Didn't we all know this was going
to
happen?
Oh, to James Madison?
Oh, yes.
Tulane and James Madison. Yeah. That game was over by the middle of the first quarter. Anyways, go ahead, Lee.
Okay. So, and I feel bad that you guys don't have Joe, so I'll be the resident curmudgeon for the day if you guys want. I'll do that for you. You know, bro, the pain, you know, no. I wanted to talk about Aaron Glenn and what we see from, because you guys, you know, touched on a couple things. First off, you were talking about how the Jets don't really have such talented personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. And they definitely don't. But, you know, we see there's four rookie head coaches in this league. Two of them could win Coach of the Year this year, and Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson.
Right.
And their teams were marginally more talented than the Jets. But a team that had worse talent than the Jets was Kellen Moore's team on the Saints, mm-hmm. who had the 32nd ranked roster coming into the season. And that team was fighting hard for him. And they're not playing for anything. They're not getting into the playoffs. They've been eliminated.
Yeah.
And that team was fighting hard for him. And I have seen Aaron Glenn's team laying down like dogs most of the season. This is a team that has been trailing by two or more scores in 10 games
but
in
don't
the early
you,
third
but
quarter.
But Lee, in fairness, do you think, and you're not wrong about the two previous games, I mean, especially the way they came out, but don't you think at least in this game against the Saints they were trying and they came out and play hard?
I get what you're saying, but did they play hard the whole game? Because at the end of the game, they looked like they were looking to the sideline.
They eventually let go of the rope, and the final score I don't think was indicative of how close the game was.
Yeah, but I think what he's saying, though, is that Kellen Moore, even though who have the wins been against? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's actually a good win.
That was a good win.
Carolina Panthers, also another good win because Carolina's playing good football as of late. And then the New York Jets. But prior to that, you know, they lost to the Dolphins, which is a bad loss. They lost to, got destroyed by the Falcons, which is a bad loss. But it just feels more like Kellen Moore, late in the season, has got this team playing with an urgency.
I agree.
And with a fire.
Part
of that is because Tyler Shuck took over. Who was starting before? Spencer Rattler took over for Spencer Rattler. But they also then lost Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
He only played 4 games ago. They lost Alvin Kamara. And so despite not having anybody on their roster that looks like, oh, wait, he had a good season. Chris Olave is having a good year. But they've found ways to win. I think that's a testament to a good coach.
I think it is a testament to Kellen
games
Moore. Yes.
When your team is not great, but they play good football together.
I give them a lot of credit with the way they have closed this season and the way Tyler Shuck has played. But his point about the Jets and them not trying, I thought yesterday they came out with an urgency. Mm-hmm. They looked a lot different defensively. Clearly there was a change after the firing of Steve Wilkes took place. Now, is that enough for me to feel good about Aaron Glenn? No, I'm not even trying to convince anyone to feel good about Aaron Glenn. I'm just trying to be fair about it. Right. Like, I don't think they came out yesterday with lack of effort. Did that happen in the Miami and Jacksonville game? Absolutely. And it was disgusting, which is why this has not been a good first year for Aaron Glenn. I don't think I'm trying to convince anyone otherwise. It's more, do you really want to can him after 1 year?
No, I have no desire to get rid of Aaron Glenn.
Neither do I, especially in the middle of the season when you traded away two of their best players.
No, I 100%. But it's not even about that. It's just you need to start seeing steps that you have the ability to be a good head coach.
I agree, and I don't think we've seen a lot of
that. We haven't seen that yet from Aaron Glenn. We're seeing it from some of the other rookie coaches. He brought up Kellen Moore, and he's right. Now, part of that's just because he's kind of got his quarterback situation figured out. The Jets don't have their quarterback situation figured out at all.
No.
So, you're kind of stuck.
Yes, it's a great spot to be in, isn't it?
So,
David
did
send us an Evan and Tiki theme song. Would you like to take a listen?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, this is real music. This is not AI. This is a real talented performer named David. I guess I could say his last name. He signed the email with his last name, David Brody. So here is a David Brody original. We'll simply call it Evan and Tiki. All right. Off to a hot start. Like we're at the beach. Tiki's wearing a thong. I'm like decked out in clothes with suntan lotion.
Evan Tiki with Sean Morash. This jingle was written for zero. They're back on in middays at 10 on the fan with Cinco de Luncho and nothing else planned. It's Evan Tiki with Sean Morash. Listen 10 to 2 or later on the app. It's Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash. Listen 10 to 2 or later on the app.
Wow. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
You like that one?
That would be the free Odyssey app for anyone who was wondering what he means by app.
What do you think?
Well done. It's like a company shill.
A company shill. I like what he says. I did this for zero cash.
I know.
I like it, but it's more of a theme song for the show than a Cinco de Luncho show.
Oh, no. That's a show theme song.
Right, but I think when he called, it felt like he was saying, oh, it's a Cinco de Luncho song.
No,
but
he was just referencing all the AI.
Got it. Got
Cinco
it.
De Luncho okay. songs, and he said, I have one for your show.
As a theme, I think it's great.
Now, he sent the second one?
He did. He just did a slightly different lyric. It's very similar.
Oh, forget it then. That's okay.
It's pretty much the same vibe, same thing.
Right. Well, what's a different lyric? Do you know?
The getting paid for. So I think the first one, the one we didn't play, was the original one he sent a couple months ago.
He edited it.
To say he's not going to get paid.
Oh, nice.
That was good, because he included that, knowing, hey, I'm going to get paid. Great job, David. We appreciate that. That's hard work right there. That's commitment, and we're humbled by it. So thank you very much for sending us that. Now we're going to pay it and pay you nothing. I'm just kidding. Thank you, man. Let's go to Jackson in Queens. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, Evan. I want to ask you, why are you trying to draft Fernando Mendoza? I don't think he's that good of a quarterback.
Well, I'm not trying to draft him. What I am saying is when you have a 2-win season, which the Giants are embarking on, and you're going to hire a new head coach, and possibly a new general manager, all options need to be put on the table, including the idea of, if we evaluate Mendoza and actually like him more, would it make sense to draft him and trade our young quarterback away?
No.
Now, it is unprecedented because
talk
I was
about it. It's not happening.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen either. Right. Though, you never know. I don't rule anything out anymore in sports. I've learned my lesson. Like, I don't know who you're going to hire. Like, Tommy, about 20 minutes ago, brought up the idea of Andy Reid. And we laugh at it and say, yeah, Andy wouldn't want the job. Well, what if Andy did want the job? And what if Andy took the job and said, I like Mendoza better? Well, then guess what? You're going to do it. So I think a lot of it has to do with who they hire. And a point was made earlier by a caller. What you don't want to do is force a new head coach to play the guys that you want. You have to allow that head coach to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
So if Marcus Freeman hits it off and personally would rather go in a different direction, it would behoove you to listen to the man that you just hired and not say, oh, no, no, like they probably did to Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Sorry, you got to stick with DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's probably not a healthy way to run a franchise.
No, it feels like it, but I'm trying to remember what the options were that offseason, whether it was where they picked in the draft or who the free agents were. But Daniel Jones actually proved he was worth it and viable that first year. And so I think as much as we want to re-argue that or re-litigate that, keeping Daniel Jones in Dave's first year was the smart thing to do.
It made sense in terms of the contract right, the and
problem,
where things
the
were.
The problem is what happened next, as we've talked about ad nauseum. They should have just let him go into free agency and then restart.
That was the big mistake that right. they made. Brian's in Red Bank. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's happening? So, yeah, that's actually a perfect segment into what I wanted to say. And I'm saying this as a Jets fan because I know what my answer would be. But if you have – you're not going to have a coach and then decide if you're going to draft Mendoza. Like, if – I was saying to Tommy, if you have a guy like Andy Reid who's looking, or you have someone like a Harbaugh or Marcus Freeman or someone who's going to be a hot commodity, and they look at the Giants' job as the best possible job for them in the future, if they come in during that interview process, they say, I want Mendoza, are you taking them? As a Giants fan, are you taking that head coach and drafting Mendoza so you can secure a proven head coach? Or are you going to tell them, no, kick rocks, we like Jackson Dart, and we're going to find a head coach who wants to work with Dart?
I think it matters who the head coach is, right? Like, you tell me, Teak, obviously you're on the side of, I want Jackson Dart, but if Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, whatever head coach you, veteran head coach that you love, you pick them, said, hey, this is what I prefer, wouldn't you listen to them?
Yeah, but honestly, I think the veteran would be more likely to take the established player simply because it helps you win right away faster. You know what I mean?
Yes.
As opposed to drafting a young quarterback. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe he wins right away. But C.J. Stroud did right away. There's not a ton of them that come out and just all of a sudden are playoff quarterbacks.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but
it's rare.
It happened over the last couple of years, but it's rare. And this year, clearly, it didn't happen. And you don't know. I think. What happened this season is more likely what's going to happen with young quarterbacks in the NFL.
I agree, but I think the way he asked that question, I tried to do this with you guys like 2 weeks ago. We were very much ahead of the curve on this whole debate, as dumb as you guys think it is. And that was, you're interviewing your dream coach. So in Tommy's case, it was Mike McCarthy. And I said, all right, Mike McCarthy's about to take the job, but he tells you, I prefer Mendoza over Dart. What do you do? And Tommy said, I tell McCarthy, kick rocks. I say, I'm not going to hire you. Okay, that was like the real test. So now if we upped it to Andy Reid, and Andy Reid in this fantasy world, ready to leave Kansas City and take the Giant job, and he says, all right, been watching the tape, doing the evaluations, I want Fernando Mendoza. Would you again, Tommy, tell Andy Reid, no thanks, I'm not going to hire you now?
No, I would hire Andy Reid.
And you would trade Jackson Dart?
Yeah, I think Andy Reid is one of the few head coaches that outweighs the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So you're going to listen to him.
Because he can win with whoever.
I've seen him win in multiple spots. Right.
What's his kid's name? That's got to play for the rest of the year.
Oh, the kid from South Dakota State?
Yes.
I can't even pronounce his name. I had no idea who he was.
Would you be surprised if he turns into a pretty decent quarterback in 2 weeks?
Would I be surprised? I mean,
I wouldn't, actually.
By the way, his name is Chris Oladokun. Oladokun. Chris Oladokun.
Oladokun. Oladokun.
Oladokun. He's 28 years old. He's from South Dakota State, so he's kind of old for a young quarterback.
Dude,
he's pretty old, man.
Well, it's because he played he's 28 years old.
Right.
And he played at three schools, South Florida, Samford, Stanford, Samford, and then South Dakota State. And his college statistics were, he played two seasons. What? This can't be right. He only played two seasons in college? Oh, two seasons at South Florida.
Apparently, he's been on the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs for the last 4 years. Yeah. So now it starts to make a little bit more sense in terms of his age. So he was a seventh-round pick in 2022 by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
He was on their practice squad during the offseason. Then they cut him, and he's actually been on the Chiefs practice squad since 2022. But to your point, he was at South Florida between 2016 and 2018, Samford between 19 and 20, and then South Dakota State in 2021. And that's who the quarterback is.
But did he play at South Dakota? I don't think he played.
All I know is his awards and highlights part of his page says he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. Because he was on the practice squad of the Chiefs. Good for him, man. But that's the guy. Yeah, so he played 1 year at South Dakota State. He went 11-4, threw for 3,100 yards, 25 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. So he played.
Yeah, he
played
did.
Decently.
He was actually a seventh-round pick.
Yeah.
By the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right. I just said that.
Yeah.
He wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening.
It's okay.
They also signed a Bills practice squad quarterback today that I'm assuming will be their backup.
Who's that?
Shane Bushel?
Wow.
Also don't know that name.
So finally the Jets don't have the worst quarterback room in the NFL. Yay, we win.
Bet this kid wins.
We'll see. I mean, they didn't win this week against Tennessee after Minshew went down.
That's those nuggies.
That's because it was just kind of thrown into the game. He hadn't probably practiced at all.
Yeah, I don't know if Kansas City is going to win another game, to be honest with you. I mean, because you're also talking about a team that's so used to competing at the highest of stages, and now they're playing meaningless games. Though, I keep an eye on this. They play Denver on Christmas, and then they play the Raiders. Oh, my goodness. So, I guess it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to rethink this now as a Jet fan. Am I better off with the Giants beating the Raiders, but then banking on the Raiders losing to beating the Chiefs? I may be better off doing that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to reevaluate my my Jet tanking thought process right now since the Chiefs play the Raiders in Week 18. And the Chiefs are going to start this Chris Oladokun. I mean, shouldn't the Raiders be favored in that game? I mean, the Raiders are going to be favored the next 2 weeks against the Giants. They're already laying a point and a half. And I would think even in Kansas City, they're going to be favored to win that game too.
I mean, maybe.
Did you see what the Chiefs did yesterday?
Yeah, but it was with a rookie, even though he's been on the practice
squad
for
4 years. Well, what's the next 2 weeks?
He's going to have a whole week of preparing to be the starter.
Yeah, that's really helped for Brady Cook, Teague.
But he's, I mean, Brady Cook's a rookie.
Well, what's this guy?
I mean, he's been around for 4 years.
I know, but he's never played.
It doesn't matter. He's absorbed it via osmosis, the greatness of Pat Mahomes.
2 week out prediction. You think the Chiefs are beating the Raiders week 18 now?
No, I don't.
I don't think so either. I think we as Jet fans have to really reevaluate what we're rooting for in this giant Raider game now because of the fact that the Raiders do play the Chiefs. It's crazy. Let's go to Michael in Manchester. What's up, Michael? Michael!
Yes, Evan and Tiki.
Yeah!
How you doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. What's going on, man?
I want to talk about the Giants.
All right. You can talk about them if you like.
Okay. We were talking about head coach and GM, which, you know, I think they should move on from Joe Shane.
Yep.
Because he hasn't done anything there. What do you think about the head coach, John Gruden?
I mean, no offense, Michael. Everyone brings up John Gruden. It's very easy to bring up John Gruden. As we have said numerous times, it's not happening. Like, right now, the Giants are still involved in a lawsuit from Brian Flores, and also John Gruden is involved in a lawsuit with the NFL, and I just can't see a world in which the Giants decide, with these two active lawsuits, to hire John Gruden.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not and I don't think it's happening anywhere,
by the
way.
It's really hard to be sold on John Gruden after his stint in with the Raiders.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It's not a knock on him. It's just the reality.
No, I don't think it was as good as people like to remember it as.
Right.
Let's go to Vinny in Queens. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, the caller who sent in the new theme song for you guys, you said his name was David Brody.
Yeah.
As an avid radio fan, unless it's a different David Brody, I believe he used to be a producer of some sort on the Elvis Duran show for a few years.
How about that?
And I believe he also wrote the song, Who Let the Mets Out? That was like the Mets pump-up song.
Hold on a second, Vinny. If he wrote Who Let the Mets Out, he's dead to me.
Don't do this.
Why?
Because now we're going to start now, David. And
I don't know who let the Mets out. What is this?
Many years ago, in 2000, the Mets started using Who Let the Dogs Out as their rally song, as their team song.
Okay.
And so every time the Mets would win in 2000, it'd be Who Let the Dogs Out Do. They even had the Baja Men perform during the postseason.
Oh, wow.
I hated it. And so Z100, which nothing but love, nothing but respect. I grew up listening to Elvis and Elliot, mm-hmm. right? And Elvis Duran, who we just mentioned. They took Who Let the Dogs Out and made it Who Let the Mets Out.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And if you're telling me that that guy who sent us the Evan and Tiki song...
Did you hate
Who Let the... I hated it!
You hated Who
Let the Mets Out!
Stop! Oh!
Yeah!
No!
Did they change the lyrics?
Who Let the Mets Out!
Yeah! Listen to this. Who Let the Mets Out?
Then he is waiting. At a line drive.
Oh, highlights.
Going into left center field.
Piazza
around
third. I like the highlights. I can't argue.
All right, you can stop it now.
All right, enough.
We don't have to hear it anymore.
I want
to
hear it.
You want to hear more of that?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right, play more of it. Fine, that's what Tiki.
Evan. You know what? I want to.
Why be in a party pooper, dude?
I want to apologize to David because for 25 years I've held a vendetta against that song and that gimmick. But honestly, that was pretty creative, and you did it, and you produced it, and you're an incredibly talented musician. Even sending us this Evan and Tiki song, so I want to formally apologize to David for 25 years of hating you.
Now, we don't know if this is a different David Brody. It could be, so you're going to just have to email back. And be
I'm going to assume it's the same guy.
Well, just say, are you the David Brody of Who Let the Mets Out?
I think he's listening right now. I don't have to send this email.
He knows. On YouTube, full credit to David Brody. So, and on Reddit, it's David Brody. So unless there's a multiple Brody who did this, I would think it's the same
one. I apologize to him for hating that song for 25 years. It's not your
fault.
But
now you like it?
It's not that I like it.
It's growing
that
on you, finally.
I don't want my anger to be at him. My anger should just be at the Mets for letting the Baja Men be their theme song. And all David did was take advantage of an opportunity,
and
I respect.
But that was a good season, though, right?
We lost the World Series to the Yankees.
Okay, but it was a good season.
We lost the World Series to the Yankees. You tell me if that's a good season.
You went to the World Series.
Okay, they lost to the Yankees.
When's the last time you were in the World Series?
2015, we lost to the Royals.
Okay.
Tommy, was 2000 a good season?
No.
Yes.
Nah.
You didn't have the World Series.
Yeah, but you lost to the Yankees.
Now, all love, David. If it's the same David Brody, we appreciate you sending us the Evan and Tiki song, and no ill will towards who let the Mets out. Let's go to Tom in Poughkeepsie. Hey, Tom.
How you doing? Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Going deeper into bust or no bust with the quarterback situation.
Yes.
Is Drew Bledsoe a bust?
It's a great question,
Kyle
right?
Murray a bust?
It's a great question.
Well, I'm trying to give you driving things so when you go on vacation, you can think about this.
Like, I'm going to spend the whole time driving debating. Was Drew Bledsoe a bust?
I don't think. I
got
say,
to a Super Bowl.
I would
he's
say
not a
no.
Bust.
He got to a Super Bowl.
But when you pick that high, isn't it you better win like an MVP or be an elite level player?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's the expectations?
Kyler Murray won Rookie of the Year.
And now he's about to bounce around the league.
Yeah, but he had a second contract. I think the jury is still out on Kyler Murray.
If Drew Bledsoe doesn't get to a Super Bowl, I don't know. Like, I think I'd be more mixed about it and say, yeah.
But I tend to think of bust in the, again, I hate to use this guy because he's always used, the Jamarcus Russells of the world.
Right.
Who just couldn't play the game.
You're right. I think there's a different phrase for this. I think it's disappointment in terms of the expectations one had.
Yeah, bust is a guy who had massive hype or was drafted extraordinarily high, and now you don't even know his name other than the fact that he didn't play.
I think that's very, very fair.
Bust, I can't say Drew Bledsoe is a bust.
By the way, this is the last time our show, me and you, will be on SNY.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'm about to take a long-ass vacation, and I don't think they'll be broadcasting us on January 2nd, and then we're moving to middays, and SNY will remain in this 4-6 slot with Big Mac and Craig. So thank you, SNY. But I do have a question.
Yes.
And I'm asking you, not SNY.
Why?
For the last 2 years, Tommy will tell you, at the end of the Mets season, they've reached out for me to be involved in, like, the Mets yearbook documentary.
Okay.
So I've been a big part of, like, the Mets documentaries on SNY.
Yes.
Does that end now that I'm no longer affiliated with SNY?
No,
do they say,
I don't think so.
Screw the redhead, we're done with him?
Well, here's the real question.
Yeah.
Because we always used to throw to Baseball Night New York. By the way, it is not airing tonight. And we would think.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not the program. I'm not the program director.
What are we doing? They just traded Jeff McNeil and you guys aren't doing Baseball Night in New York.
Evan would like to volunteer for an emergency baseball tonight. Baseball in New York.
Not really, but okay.
Right. But anyways, we always talk about the sponsor.
Right.
The Tri-State Cadillac Dealer.
Yes.
Does that mean that we don't go to the Cadillac Club anymore?
That's a good question.
The answer is hell yes, we're still going to the Cadillac Club. So I would guess the answer is yes, you still will be asked for your perspective on the New York Mets.
So SNY and us will still have like a loose relationship.
Yes,
like
we will.
We like each other, we're okay with each other,
yes.
But we're no longer married to each other.
Yeah. No, we got divorced, but we're still friends.
That's right. Well, thank you, SNY. You guys have been nothing but great partners, so we really have no netty words to say about you.
Yes, they just married the neighbor.
That's it.
Friends with benefits. I think you guys are friends with benefits now.
Thank you, SNY. You guys were fantastic. Always.
I do have a Tri-State Cadillac question for you.
Go ahead.
So,
By the way, I do have a Tri-State Cadillac.
Very nice. A part of our new time slot offers new benefits, new possibilities. So, for example, on opening day for the New York Mets, they play at 3 o'clock. Our show is 10 to 2.
Lovely.
It only makes sense for us to spend our entire show from the Cadillac Club.
I mean,
getting you ready for opening day.
Why not?
I mean, that seems...
I will not complain.
That's a no-brainer.
That is a no-brainer.
Now...
And it shouldn't be a biggie.
That's a no-biggie moment.
No-biggie, no-brainer.
Now, I do have to admit, SNY, if you're like, wait a second, we'll air that, and we'll still do the 4-6 with Carton and Big Mac, you got to talk to the company. Like, we have no control over this. So if you wanted 4 hours of Evan and Tiki on opening day, don't talk to us.
Right.
Talk to the, you know, the architect.
But we'll be there. That's what we're saying.
But we'll be there. Or at least that's our intent.
Yes. But the game's at 3, right?
Correct. Yes.
So there would be no Big Mac and Craig that day because that's, by the time the game's over in postgame, it's like 7 o'clock. Now you're into the after hours.
That's so a good point. So really, you don't even have programming.
They should air you guys from the Cadillac Club that day. Again, friends with benefits.
Look at you.
And you should have your former producer there as well for free seats.
See,
for
people, this is why you should stay nice with your friend, with your exes.
Yeah. By the way, this is all not going to happen when the architect says, SNY, you better pay us a lot of money. And then the whole deal falls apart. That's why I said, don't, like, we're not saying we could pull it off. But you're invited if you want to continue that wonderful relationship. But Tommy, you want an invite?
Yeah, I figured you guys are going to do the show there and then stay for the game, right? You have four seats. So
you think that automatically that fourth seat I have still goes to you?
It'll go to me.
Don't you have friends in the Cadillac Club?
I do.
Don't you have family now? You don't need us any longer.
No, but I want you guys. Evan has the best seats in the house. Cadillac's got great seats as well, so maybe it's a tie for the winner there. But I just figured, you know,
for
time's sake.
You're out.
I'm out?
You're out, and I'll tell you why you're out. It's nothing negative.
I'm still on the show, and you already got me out?
I'll tell you why you're out. And Tiki's going to understand. He's going to be like, nah, Evan's right about this. We love you. And
sounds
no,
like it.
No hard feelings. But I have 4 tickets at Citi Field, okay? Tiki, Sean, me. It's like, oh, there must be a fourth person. Anthony Gallo, who is going to be working so hard behind the scenes at WFAN. Everyone's picking it up, doing a lot more. And Gallo's a diehard Met fan. He will now become our default fourth man. He's the fourth man.
Nah, he's right.
So you're out, Tommy. Sorry,
Tommy.
See, I thought you were going to go with your dad.
You can still go because the Cadillac family that you have are going to. Now you're even more important. Right? They adopted you when you were a nobody.
Yes, as a rookie.
Yes.
Soon to be
now the generational talent. They're going to love you.
And I would think as Tommy's producer, he's going to take me, right?
No shot. No shot, sport.
Because he's going to pay it forward because what you guys did for him.
No, he doesn't do that. No, plus, he's only working nights. It's not like it's a real thing, so he's not going to do it.
What does that make me? What are you kidding
real
me?
Thing.
By the way, my dad has nothing to worry about because Tiki's never actually going to my seats on opening day. He's staying in the Cadillac Club.
Drinking martinis.
So I was always building it for 5 guys. By the way, there's a lot of people who have worked at WFAN for many, many years, whose final days are right around the corner, whether it was today or tomorrow. And I wish I could, like, give a tribute to, like, everybody who isn't going to be here. But there are 3 people in particular that I think deserves a name check in terms of all their contributions to this radio station. Number one, in no particular order, because I am not ranking them, because then I'll get angry text messages. Number one is the great John Schweibecker, who's been here forever and works as hard as anybody and has worked as hard as anybody. And he's a legend around here, and he will be sorely missed. I'll never forget during the pandemic trying to come up with material to talk about. And one of the ideas I came up with was just playing old John Sterling clips of his home runs. And Schwei did such a brilliant job of finding all of them.
Wow.
And that's just a small example. That's my own selfish example.
Tip of the cap.
But this guy's done it all around here, and he will be missed. So John Schweibecker is one guy who deserves major, major kudos. Another one is the great Rich Ackerman, whose final day was, I think it was last week.
Yeah, last Wednesday was his last day. Rich is one of the greatest. He has been my biggest advocate to get into the Hall of Fame.
He has?
He absolutely has. It was a stat that nobody had referenced. Everybody knew the 10,000, 5,000 thing, but Rich realized I also had 1,000 yards received and special teams return yardage. And so I'm the only one in NFL history with 10, 5, and 1,000. And he sent it to Kenny Albert. And Kenny Albert said it on the air.
There you go.
But that was Ack's stat.
Ack's getting you in the Hall of Fame, bro.
Ack is, I mean, he's my advocate.
I'm
going to miss Ack. I love him. He's awesome.
Ack is awesome. One of the great update anchors in the history of the radio station. Ack will be missed. And then, of course, you got Dolph. Mm. I don't want to say anything about Dolph because I'll start crying. So I'm just going to say, I love you, Dolph.
Yeah.
That's a legend. Getting the honor to work with him in middays with Joe. He was always very firm on, you better take a break at the right time. And he was great at it. And he ran that with a tight ship.
Right.
And, of course, he's been the executive producer of Yankee Baseball, and he's a day one guy.
No doubt.
Dove will be sorely missed.
I'm going to miss coming in every day and saying, hey, Dove. That's all I said.
That's
hey,
it.
Dove.
Hey, Dove. I said to Dove, will you come to a Met game with me? And he said, yes. Do you believe Dove will show up at Citi Field with me?
He will.
All right. That's the fourth ticket. Sorry, Tommy. You're out.
I'm getting bumped for everybody now.
Yes. Yeah.
What do I have to? What has to happen for me to go to a Met game with you?
Work a year.
work a year, I was going to say save up your money and buy a ticket.
You're a full-time host on WFAN. What do you mean what has to happen?
The freebies,
you can go
are
by yourself.
Yeah, you're a big shot now. You don't need
the guy now.
You don't need hand-me-downs, man.
No, you don't.
Well, I wouldn't say they were hand-me-downs. I look at it as two friends, two colleagues,
didn't
two
compadres. He's walking around all the time at all these games. That's you can do that now.
Yeah. That's a great point.
What are you?
I didn't see Keith McPherson begging me or anyone else for tickets.
I'm not begging. I'm just pulling the friendship card.
And here's the other thing, and Rosie is spot on. It's actually the spottest on thing he has ever said. You're a big shot now.
I am.
It's about you taking care of people. So if Rosie's producing you or Connor's producing you or whoever is producing you, you got to play it forward, and you got to take care of them the way we took care of you.
It's Paul
Rosenberg, the legend.
pay it forward.
Pay
what
it forward.
The hell? Where did that come from?
The great Chris Carino.
Rosie had that drop ready to go for a long time.
Yeah, he did. Jeez.
It's about time, Tommy, you put the big boy pants on and you become a grown-up. And you start helping other people out. So it's not me taking you to a game or Tiki taking you to a game. It's you taking others to games. You are a nighttime host. You're the host of After Hours. You're freaking prime time, Tommy. Step up your game. You want to go to a Knick playoff game? Rent a car and drive there.
What am I, Mike Francesa? Now I'm renting a car to get there?
Well, you
I
don't
mean,
have
that
a
would
car.
Be him paying me for me to drive him.
Yeah.
That's what that's going to be.
Well, that makes sense. That's what you should do.
That's what we did in Boston.
This whole own show thing looked a lot better on paper.
You want to stay?
Sean, you're out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.